producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Some radio history, ladies and gentlemen. Left Hoopole, North Dakota about 15 minutes ago. Down in Grafton now, just coming by the Marvin Windows plant where I had a nice little tour yesterday. We, of course, had our What's in Your Town tour yesterday in Grafton, and today we're having some real fun. We are making radio history mobile on a wonderful Bison tailgating bus, and want to thank the host for this fine event, which include some Swansons, some Bernhoffs, and some Halls, and we're going to meet many of them today on the program. The first one is Roger Hall, who is the mayor of Hoopole, North Dakota, where we started our day today. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Good.
Nice to see you. Thank you for the hospitality.
You bet. It's fun to have you, and we're happy for our first trip of the year to go watch the Bison.
Yeah, now I want to talk a little football today on the program. We'll do a lot of that, and I'm hoping a lot of folks on the bus here will school me up on what they think is going to happen down there in Iowa State. And by the way, we're going to stop in Fargo and fill up at PetroServe USA. We're going to get this bus with some juice to head on down to Iowa State, and our Go Bison Roadshow is brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We appreciate them very much. Harley Davidson of Fargo, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Choice Financial, which of course has a growing amount of banks all across the state of North Dakota now, the South Park Lounge and Teddy's Residential Suites, best ribs in the West, bar none. If you're in Watford City, you got to check that out. You're going to love it. And the North Dakota Petroleum Council, along with Hedall's Auto Parts, is our sponsor of our special broadcast today. Leon France is going to join me a little later on to talk with the Golden Girls here on the program. And what else are we going to do? We have, I know we have the Ag Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota. They'll be on the program a little later on today, Doug Goring. But we're going to spend most of our time on an Are You Kidding Me Friday, just spend a little time on the big game of the weekend. I thought maybe the Sioux might be, surprise the world last night at San Jose State. It wasn't in the cards. So it's all up to the Bison now. Everything rests on their shoulders to take on Iowa State. And so it should be great fun. But anyway, we welcome your calls, questions, and comments throughout the program today at 800-228-0550. So, Roger, first of all, tell me about Hoopole. I didn't spend a lot of time in Hoopole this morning because we got on this beautiful bus and headed south. But is there any more rich farmland on the planet Earth than the land you have there in Hoopole, North Dakota?
Well, I think it's some of the best in the area, right around Hoopole and surrounding areas. And we're kind of known as, we named it Tater Town USA many years ago. There's not quite as many potatoes there as there used to be, but we still go by that name and kind of happy for it. So,
I saw Tater Avenue today. Not only is it Tater Town, but you even have the streets that are appropriately named for Spud Country up there, right?
Yeah, it just happens that up and down that one is all potato houses, so when we did have to name some, we named that Tater Avenue, and that's where we left from this morning.
I love it. You guys had a big 125th celebration this year, celebrating your 125th anniversary, huh?
Yeah, that was about 5 weeks ago.
How was that?
It turned out fantastic. We had three great days. Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday with 100th for the First Lutheran Church, too. So we had a very great time. We had Johnny Holmes there on Saturday night, and he rocked the place. So.
He's awesome. Did you put him in a warehouse, or was he outdoors, or what was he doing?
We had a tent on the street, a 125-foot tent. And
is that right? Now, we're going to the Catholic Church. Is this a tradition here for you guys? You stop at church before we go? We're in Grafton at the Catholic Church. You guys normally make, is that going to tell me what's going to happen to the rest of the church? You go to confession first, and then what's the deal here, Roger? I need to get schooled up on how these trips work.
Well, we got to stop here and pray for Tom Campbell first, and then.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, he's in the legislature, That's a tough dang deal. Are we making a few stops along the way?
We pick up one of the Swansons right here that lives right on across from the church. So we turn around and pick him up here. This is one of our two guys we have to pick up. We'll have to pick one of the burnoffs up in Grand Forks.
Well, heck of a deal. And this is a nice church, actually, in Grafton. I'm trying to remember what is the church name? I can't remember, but I was by here last night because Mike Layton, a friend of mine, lives right over across the way here. So, heck of a deal. So how many stops are we going to make? We're going to make one in Grand Forks.
Yeah.
All right.
Just at the truck stop, we'll pick up the other Bernhoff. He lives in Grand Forks.
Yeah. So how many people normally travel when you do this? When you load the bus up and head out?
Well, when we go to just some games, we get up as high as 16 maybe, but a lot of times, like when we went to Texas last year, there was 12 of us, same as today. So
this is St. John's Catholic Church in Grafton is what it is. Yeah, it's a nice little church.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, they do her well here in Grafton, and we were by here yesterday, as I mentioned. Mike Layton and his wife Patty are parishioners here, know him well, and it's a neat community. This whole region is. Now, are the potato growers in Grafton or Hoople better? What'd you say, Roger? Because I keep hearing this deal from Tom Campbell about the second best potato growers are up in Hoople. He's always saying that. What does that mean? That little trash talk?
I think that's a little trash talk.
Is it really? Yeah.
So Tom does a very good job.
So, are you guys raising the same varieties? Spuds, school me up a little bit on the potato biz.
We're all red potatoes, and Tom does have, he grows both seed, and they do have a wash plant also, and we do.
So where do you sell your potatoes? Where do you market them?
Throughout the whole United States.
You do? Do you truck them yourself, too?
We don't have our own trucking companies. But.
So you sell them, whoever the buyer is, transports them wherever?
Yep.
And what are your reds used for?
Well, it's your, like you buy in the stores, and
it's just a package of potatoes that you buy.
Yeah.
Oh, heck of a deal. So it's more for the consumer market.
Correct, and in restaurants. And
now, when a potato chip or a French fry, is that a different potato?
Yeah. Those are round whites are chip potatoes, and French fries are russet varieties. So.
And the red just tastes a little better, doesn't it? I mean, when you if you're making mashed potatoes or scalloped potatoes or whatever, doesn't red have a little better flavor to it?
It's better for that, more moisture and better tasting. For as far as a baked potato, I think they're better. And
how is this crop looking so far this year?
I think we're going to have a very nice crop, good quality. This rain that we had last week really helped things out. So
it's pretty good shape. And are you starting to harvest them yet?
No, it'll be another two and a half weeks. I see Campbell's were digging some yesterday. But
those are seed potatoes, though, right?
I'm guessing that's what they were digging.
Yeah, so, and in other words, they're just strictly for seed and a separate part of their business.
Correct.
Because you don't want them to full maturity? Is that the deal on a seed potato?
Well, you don't want them to get too big a size, and then they ship quite a few to Florida here soon, and they got to go in. So they need them in storage for so long before they can ship them off. So
sure, interesting. Well, I appreciate you schooling me up on that. So back to Hoople before we let you go. Anything you want folks to know about Hoople besides great potatoes, great people?
Well, it's a great place to live, and I just thank everybody for helping with that 125th.
Yeah, that's a neat deal. I mean, those are memories that last a lifetime, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they sure do. How long have you been farming there, Roger?
I've been farming ever since. That's what I grew up with, and I mean, I went to NDSU and graduated from there, and then I came back farming after that. So,
was your dad a potato farmer too?
Yep.
Yeah, and then what was his dad homestead there, or how'd you end up in Hoople?
I actually graduated from Edinburgh, but I had uncles that lived in Hoople, and I bought one of my uncle's house and moved there.
Heck of a deal. So you started the whole tradition of potato farming in Hoople then.
We did some in Edinburgh to start with. We started farming potatoes in 1950.
And you have one brother, Greg?
Two
brothers. And all everybody in farming?
Yep. And I have one cousin that's in our partnership.
That sounds good. Well, we left the church, so that was a quick pit stop, right?
Yep.
So now we're ready to head south. I love it. Fantastic. Well, again, thanks for having us.
You bet.
And we're looking forward to chatting with some of the rest of the crew members here on the bus, and appreciate the hospitality very much, and thanks for helping us make a little radio history today.
Great to have you.
Appreciate it very much. Roger Hall, and we thank Roger and Charlie Hall, and, of course, TJ as well. I'll tell you who's all on the bus. We got some Swansons, Blake, Bart, Sophie, Emily, and Alex. We got a couple of Burnoffs, Neil and Ryan. We got Roger we just chatted with, and Charlie Hall. We got TJ, Taylor, and Jackson Hall. So we got all ages, lots of generations represented here, and really appreciate the opportunity to head down to Ames, Iowa. And we're going to talk a little football before this is all done. In fact, at the 9 o'clock hour, anybody that's a Facebook friend of mine has already seen this, some goofball sports announcer from down at WHO-TV is ripping on North Dakota like you can't believe. And when you hear that, that's when you're all Bison fans, right? When somebody's dissing our state, then we all are in this together. So we're going to play that at 9 o'clock, and I can't wait to hear the Iowa jokes. There better be a boatload of them out of there. So it should be a lot of fun. We'll do that as well. We're in Grafton today, making our way to Ames, Iowa, in the Bison, Go Bison, Petroserve USA Roadshow today. I'm Scott Hennon live, and What's on Your Mind? More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We are cruising down the highway, heading over to I-29, coming out of Grafton now to head south. And, of course, it's Ames or bust, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ames or bust. What the heck happened there? Oh, was it with a spray plane? Oh, my. Oh. Yeah, we just got buzzed by. Maybe that was a Sioux fan. Is that the deal? Yeah. So we got some Sioux fans that are kind of trying to take on some Bison fans by having some fun here. And I'm not going to say any more. The FAA will call the guy. Anyway, it's 20 past the hour, and we're going to check in with the Golden Girls. Ellen Ratner from the left, my favorite Fox News liberal, and Blanquita Cullum on the right, and Leon Francis is manning the microphone back in the studios. And Ellen, remember the bus that we used to have in Grand Forks, as you would say? Remember that bus we had? Are you there, Ellen? Oh, no. Oh, just BQ. Okay, well, anyway, Ellen used to love getting
out. Well, I would like to remember the bus.
Yeah, I don't know what
you
better...
You know what they used to tell me when I worked at K-Buck, the country kicker? They'd say, darling, you're going to get a country star that says, BQ, have you ever seen the bus? It's beautiful. It's since 24. 12. But they say, don't go on it because it sleeps 24. If it's since 12, it sleeps 24.
Heck of a deal. Heck of a deal. So, anyway, if... You know, Ellen, I was just going to describe the scene. We're in a bus. We're in a bus that is a fan bus, basically.
Wow.
Some potato farmer friends of mine from up in Hoople, North Dakota, graciously allowed us to make some radio history today and broadcast from the bus. We're heading to Ames, Iowa, because the NDSU Bison, the three-time national champions, are going down to show Iowa how to play football. So we're looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be a blast, and I can hardly wait. And we're making a little radio history today, but we got to keep tabs on the news. So Leon is back in the studio. Leon, how are you?
Oh, I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Does this sound okay?
Leon, did you see where the Brits are now saying the terror level has been raised to severe? It's the second. It's almost at the highest level. They have just raised it.
Well, when you got folks turning up from Britain and from the United States over there fighting for ISIS, and you got pictures of folks walking around with ISIS is here and that sort of thing, you got the Fort Hood shooter saying that he wants to be a member of ISIS, I think we need to, you know, pay attention, in my humble opinion.
Well, I think we got to do more than pay attention, I think, and I don't know how you feel about it, Scott, but... It's time for the Congress and for leadership to develop a plan if the president can't get a plan.
Did you hear that we don't even have a plan? And Barack basically admitted that on air live to the folks, you know, hey, we are pulling together a coalition of folks to think about a plan to come back and Bob. And I'm like, are you kidding me? These folks have been fighting. They've amassed $2 billion. They're killing people. They have videos of marching people off to execute them. And we are just now formulating a plan. The amateur in chief, the emperor, has no clothes. He is plain and transparent. This guy was not ready to lead from day one.
Well, you know, and I don't even care about any descriptions of him. I just think it's time for the leadership in the Congress to step up to the plate, demand a meeting immediately, and say the American people have got to have, the issue of national security, the defending of the homeland, preparation has to be dealt with immediately. And,
yeah.
I mean, there should be the State Department, the Pentagon, should all be meeting with the senior leaders of the Senate and the House if the president can't fulfill his duty.
Oh, absolutely. Do you think we should put boots on the ground?
I think we need to not make any assertions of what we're going to do. We have to assess the threat, where it is and what it is. You know, in some ways, you know, I don't really like it giving the public all the information of what we're going to do because it only informs the enemy. And right now, I think we've got to be smarter. I mean, it really goes back to World War II where loose lips sink ships. And we've got real threat here, and we don't have a plan.
I agree with that. I don't think that we should, you know, announce, hey, we're going to put boots on the ground, but we need to be reassured that, you know, we have this situation under control. That's all I want is some assurance, some strong leadership. I want my president to say, you know what, sit back, relax, I got it, I'm putting my cowboy boots on. We're going to go
in. This is one of our first fights. I don't want to hear that from the president because I don't believe him. I would really rather have the adults come into the room. And whether it is our delegation from the Senate and a delegation from the House, and have experts come in there, and if all of them came to the table and said, I mean, I don't think we can ever have a situation where we can relax.
I want to weigh in here, and I agree with BQ. First of all, this president's got to start talking and just start doing. I mean, this guy has got to just show us, not tell us. So I couldn't agree with you anymore. Nobody trusts anything he says anyway. The other thing I'll say that I think will probably shock both of you, Leon, BQ, and maybe some of our audience. I don't think Barack Obama is solely to blame for this. I mean, I'll blame his lack of leadership because he's more worried about the polls than he is about what the right thing to do is for the long-term national security interests of the United States. But guess what? I was in Hoople today at the Hoople Cafe, had breakfast with a guy who said he's a Democrat now because he hates wars. And I said, well, you know what? I hate wars, too. But guess what? He's war-weary, and a lot of America is war-weary. They're worn down by all this. So President Barack Obama, who's spineless as all get-out, is saying, hey, the people aren't with me, so I'm not going to expend any of my limited political capital on this anyway. We just want to put our fingers in our ears and go la, 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 not worry about bad guys.
Right.
And that's why we're in this soup. But Barack Obama doesn't own all of it. The American people own some of it, too, because the metal of this country is softening when it comes to having to fight and win wars to protect our way of life.
Well, we haven't been able to fight and win a war since Vietnam. And we have so many people in communications, mostly in places like Hollywood, that try to make it look like there was a great generation, but this other generation is going in the wrong direction from the time that we saw movies from, you know, that depicted Vietnam. We don't really protect our veterans. We don't really have a plan to go in. And if we're going to go in and win, we got to go in and win at all costs. We got to go in and be right. A brave team. And so you'll get metal when people understand that you're not going to come back like some bruised, abused person that we all are treated equally.
I agree. I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, I think that I think the rules of engagement, even in Iraq under George W. Bush, were mamby-pamby. We're mamby-pamby. And by the way, that's the Colin Powell, Condi Rice way of winning a war. You know, you break it, you own it. You know,
the thing is, we have to move away from the whole PC. We're looking at everything through a PC lens. If we're going to go over there and we're going to actually affect some good, first of all, you don't announce you're going to pull everybody out. Second of all, you don't fight a dirty war with white gloves. You go in there to win it. These folks have got to know that if they attract our attention, if we have to come over there and put boots on the ground, then we're laying everybody down and we're building up the population there. But everybody else that's fighting, everybody else that's committing acts of terror, we have absolutely no compunction about.
Well, we gotta be stronger. I mean, is somebody saying, like, you know, if they're making a threat against the country or if they've gone out to join some terrorist group, you pull their citizenship, bam. I mean, not
yep.
even 5 seconds.
Let's,
it's over. You don't come back.
Let's be Americans. Let's fight and win. Appreciate it, BQ. Leon, hang tight.
Listen to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hey, this is Radio History, folks, coming to you live and direct from the PetroServe USA Go Bison road trip to Ames, Iowa. We're aboard the Swanson Burnoff and Hall Bison bus, headed to Ames, Iowa. Going to be a blast today. We want to thank PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to help America fuel better. We're gonna fill up in Fargo, or at least top it off in Fargo anyway, at PetroServe USA. In fact, if you want to see this bus, we're going to be at Valley Imports probably about 10:30 if you're in Fargo. And by the way, there's no better place to buy a Mercedes, a Porsche, a VW, an Audi. Those folks are fantastic. Great service. Every once in a while I see a Mercedes around town with a Minneapolis sticker on it, and I always think, seriously? You're not buying from your neighbors, for crying out loud? So they're good folks at Valley Imports, good friends of ours. We're going to stop in there quick. We'll also fill up at PetroServe USA. We're also brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Harley Davidson of Fargo. It's a little warmer. It'd be bad to hop on a Harley and head to Ames. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I had the best ribs on the planet Earth the other day at the South Park Lounge and Teddy Residential Suites in Watford City, and they're one of our fine sponsors as well. They have rib night usually Wednesday nights, but all the food's good all the time at the South Park Lounge. It's in Teddy's Residential Suites, Watford City, just south of, well, just actually on, as you come in from the south in Watford, you can't miss it, right off of 85. Choice Financial, and we thank them for their sponsorship as well. And in addition to that, we thank Dick Heedall and his team at Heedall's Auto Parts, bringing you a special broadcast today of the broadcast on the bus. And another one of the folks hosting us here, T.J. Hall, is here. And we met T.J.'s dad, Greg, earlier. He didn't come along. We talked to your Uncle Roger, the mayor of Hoopole. Was your dad staying home and holding down the fort, T.J., or what?
He's holding down the fort today. If we can get back in the fields, he will probably have to do a little bit of drying. So he said he'd take care of that for me. So.
Oh, heck of a deal.
Pretty excited to be able to go on this trip. So.
Yeah, this is kind of fun after Frisco now. I bet you guys have been itching to get on the road again, huh?
We have been. I tell you what, there's nothing more exciting than going to a Bison football game, so... This will be fun.
Now, let's talk a little football for a minute here. Do you? I like the Bison chances because I think Iowa State's going to be a little cocky. They're going to think, Bull's gone. They lost a bunch of the rock solid senior class last year all that. So they'll probably have a little. They'll have a little. This is going to be a layup version. Do you think the Bison can win this?
I think they will. My guess is 31-21. Bison.
Is it really?
That's what I see.
Wow. Have you heard of the trash talking going down there from Iowa?
You know what? I haven't heard it about it. I heard about it from you this morning, but I have not seen it yet. So
we're going to play something right at the top of the show today that I think will unite Bison fans, Sioux fans, every school, every North Dakotan behind...
It'll probably get my blood flowing.
Yeah, it definitely got mine going today. That was quite the deal, so that should be some fun. And we're going to have a good time. Leon, are you still there, by the way? Leon Francis, who normally mans the 8 o'clock hour, is back in our studio in Fargo. Behind
absolutely.
The microphones. And you'll be cranking from 2 to 5 this afternoon, right, Leon?
Oh, absolutely. I love what I do, man. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
So I'm going to have you take over here in about 5 minutes and tell us what the heck's happening in the world, because I've been at Grafton and Hoople, and I've not been paying attention to what's happening in the rest of the country, or for that matter the rest of the USA, because it is an Are You Kidding Me Friday, and obviously we need to talk about some of the things in the news, including California seeking to ban the Confederate flag. I want your take on that and a few other things coming up, but I just want to give you a heads up that I need you to take the wheel in about 4 minutes. Okay, Leon?
Oh, got it.
So, TJ, how long you guys been doing this bus deal?
I believe that this is our... I think this is our third year.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. And it's a bus you just
Well, we head down to Fargo to all the games, and
you're at the home games, huh?
All the home games, yep. And last year we went to Frisco, and we went to Kansas State for the opener too, so.
Now, is everybody on the bus a Bison alum?
I believe so, yes.
Is that right?
Well, for the most part.
Do you have a sign at the door that says, no, so you got a sign at the door that says no Sue allowed or anything?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how you got on here.
Oh, the good graces of the Halls, the Burnoffs, and the Swansons, you know, they're putting up with the Sue fan. I was in Frisco. That was the first time I did Frisco last year. That was something.
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, I tell you. It's just a lot of fun.
Have you been to Frisco all 3 years?
I've been to the last two. I believe a couple guys on here have been there 3 times, though.
Do you like the chances to go back to Frisco?
It's going to be tough.
Is that realistic?
I think it's realistic. I really believe we could do it, but it's going to be tough and challenging. So
here's my theory. Now, TJ Russell's a buddy of mine. His boy is a lineman. Forget his first name. Russell Mandan kid, big, and he really I actually sat with him in one of the playoff games, because he's a sophomore this year, I believe, so yep. He was obviously redshirted and not dressing for a lot of the games last year, but these kids love Chris Kleiman.
Oh, I'm excited for him.
Yeah, I mean, I get a sense even more, and nothing against Craig Bull, but Craig Bull was more of a showman. And he was more of a guy that would go out and recruit dang good. And the X's and O's were done by guys like Kleiman.
Yep.
And these players really, 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 really like him. So, maybe you get a little more out of a team than you otherwise would with a situation like that.
I've definitely heard some of those comments, and we are really excited to have him. And I'll tell you what, last year we called this machine the Bullmobile.
Did you?
And now this year we were thinking about putting on the side... On top and still climbing.
Yeah, well, you have some in the back of the bus with the record and the games.
We have all the national championships written on the back of the bus. So when we go to these games, some of the alumni or ex-football players like to come by the bus and take their picture and point at the year that they won the championship. So it's kind of neat.
This is the only way to fly, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Are we by Oslo yet?
We are coming up to Oslo right now.
Are we? So there might be a little dead spot here, so that's why we're going to let Leon take the reins for a few minutes, because it's the one spot where, there's about two or three in the entire state of North Dakota on the interstates where you get a little bit of a blip, and this is one of them.
Yep.
Reynolds is the other, I think, right?
Could be.
Yeah, exactly. So, Leon, we'll throw you the keys here for a bit and be back in the next break live on the road show here today, okay?
Oh, I'm good to go, Scott. Got my coffee here from PetroServe USA, and I am ready to roll. Oh, so when we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit. Scott mentioned something about California. Attempting to ban the Confederate flag, and not just the Confederate flag. They're thinking to ban anything that has that flag's emblem on it. And this whole incident started when someone went to a gift shop and saw some Confederate currency, and I guess they were offended. Want to know how you feel about that, Bob out in Grafton? What's on your mind, buddy?
Hi, good morning, Leon. That's just kind of goofy. Well, you know, anything comes out of California doesn't surprise me, but...
It's the land of fruits and nuts, man.
I know, exactly, you know. So I just wanted to comment real quick on the situation with ISIS and everything in the Iraq situation. You know, I tell you, I'm a veteran, and it just irks me with the rules of engagements that our troops have to deal with nowadays. You know, We need to deal with this now. And this president is the most jellyfish, spineless president I think this country's ever had. I think, really, honestly, I think he's a Muslim extremist sympathizer, because you look at all the course of events. Major Nadal Hassan murdered 22 people or so in the Fort Hood shooting, and he classifies it as a workplace violence. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
We need to fight this war like they did back in World War II when we had General Eisenhower and General Patton. You know, we need a Patton in our,
yeah,
in our army. We don't need any more Patton leather. We need a Patton. We need to go over there. We need to let our military do their job and destroy the enemy. And
see, that's where I'm
rules
at.
Of engagement.
That's
well,
where
they need
I'm
to
at.
Change these rules. You know, you can't fire on the enemy if they run into a mosque unless they shoot at you. So as long as the enemy doesn't shoot at you, well, they're okay. That's ridiculous. We need to go over there and let our unleash our military the way they were trained. They're not police officers. They are the most powerful military in the world, and they need to go over there and just destroy this enemy.
And World War II, you think that if we knew that that there was a big troop movement or a bunch of our enemy inside of a church, you think we wouldn't go in? I mean, absolutely. You
absolutely
think we? and that's what I don't understand. We're fighting a war. There are people trying to kill us, and vice versa. I mean, how much common sense does it take to say, hey, if they go in there and they know that we can't fire on them, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be sitting behind, I guess they have pews in mosque, I don't know, but they're going to be right behind the pews taking aim at us. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it goes to what I said earlier. You can't fight a dirty war with white gloves. You got to take the gloves off.
They need to get the politicians out of it and stop trying to fight the war over there from the offices over here. You need
Got
to let
it.
The generals and the military advisors and the generals of old, let them do their job and get rid of this. I mean, they are murdering Christian women, children, fathers. They are absolutely brutalizing people over there.
That's something that incenses me. I mean, I get so, I when I watch those videos. Yeah, we gave them some MREs and some MREs and some water, and you know we did that little thing. I think that if you have especially a organization like ISIS, and they are killing, committing the genocide basically on these Christians, there should be absolutely no doubt in anyone's mind that we're going to strap on and get over there and save those people and just kind of clear the side of the mountain. That's what we need, a show
absolutely.
Of force. We need a show of strength.
Absolutely. It just outrages me, Leon, that this president doesn't do a couple things. Number one, that he doesn't seal up our southern border, because we are vulnerable to attacks right now. These people are sneaking across our southern border like you wouldn't believe. And they're not all people looking for jobs, number one. Number two, why did this president release five of the top Al-Qaeda generals from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for one sorry soldier who left his post? I don't care what.
Not even a soldier. That guy is a deserter. He's a traitor. He had been talking about this forever, and then he walks off. He is the direct cause of six of our honorable guys going to their honorable death. I don't believe that this guy, he should be placed under the jail. I mean, seriously, in the latrine. But that's just my humble opinion. Thanks, Bob, for the conversation. We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
That's all right. Go ahead and play that. Sorry, somebody's weighing in here. And we got Todd in Grace City. Wanted to weigh in and go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Good morning, Todd calling in. I just want to say a big thank you to Leon yesterday for airing that program with Laura Kalsruda and the three boys and the pecan disease that they're dealing with. I'm the grandfather, and I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate everything that's being done with Leon and Scott. I really enjoy the programs. I listen to them all day long while I'm up here in the Bakken hauling oil. So keep up the great work. Scott, you have a fun time this weekend down there in Iowa. Root for the Bison. Take care. Thank you.
Go right, Bison.
Awesome. How awesome was that?
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And Leon, we so appreciate everything you do, and I'm so glad that he called in to give you the kudos there. You texted me about that story last night, and I hadn't heard about it. Maybe just give us a minute, Cliff Notes on it.
Well, basically, you got these two awesome little dudes, man. I think the oldest is 14. The youngest is about 9. And they have this really, really rare disease. I think they're the only folks here in North Dakota with it. And it's PCAN. And what it does is it basically, your body can't absorb B vitamins, puts a lot of iron in your body, and it starts, it's a degenerative disease. So it, little by little, you lose functions in your arms, your speech, that sort of thing. Well, long story short, the mom's been fighting since 2012. She's been trying to get this medicine. There is medicine out there that has shown promise in two cases in Europe. As a matter of fact, the results were immediate and great. There's a company here in the United States, in New York, that has this drug. They are the manufacturer of this drug. They will give it to the mom. There's a doctor in Canada that will administer it. The only problem they have is with our FDA. The FDA will not allow her to take this drug. And I'm
this,
like, are you
this
kidding
is unbelievable.
Me? This
hey,
is an
Are You
Kidding
Me Friday submission. It is. And you know, I know people that are, you know, in the bioscience world that will tell you we could cure cancer but for the FDA. Now, how sad is that? And basically, the steps they put you through, there's an effort, actually. It started in the last legislative session to do some clinical trials in North Dakota. And if you did all the trials here, you would not have the regulations of the FDA. And so there's some talk about doing that. Actually, it's a good reminder for me, and we ought to talk about that some more next week because that's really incredible. Another call came in on our topic from earlier with Ben Juanquita, Leon, and I talking about ISIS. Roll that, Aaron, if you would.
Just to address the caller earlier, everyone in the United States needs to remember the military has won every major conflict since World War II. The politicians have lost the war. I am a veteran of multiple deployments and multiple theaters, and we have the medal, but the politicians lose sight of what is real and what is true. Thank you.
Very, very true. No question about it. I mean, it's the politicians could screw up a one-car parade, and they are. So it's a sad deal. Hey, I got to get some plugs in for our sponsors because this road trip, we're now between I think Oslo and Grand Forks, and going to pick up some other folks in Grand Forks, then be down in Fargo. We'll be at Valley Imports in Fargo about 10:30 if you want to see this beautiful bus that we're making our way to Ames, Iowa today in the Go Bison PetroServe USA Roadshow. But I want to thank our sponsors that include Harley-Davidson of Fargo. I don't know about you, I love football weather, and I can hear the bison rumbling, and that reminds me of a different kind of rumble, the sweet sound of a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. And did you know our very own Harley-Davidson of Fargo is proud to be one of the first stops in the country for the Harley-Davidson National Demo Fleet, which is absolutely huge for the city of Fargo. A nice hat tip to the new owners of our Harley dealership. The National Demo Fleet brings the new 2015 motorcycles to Harley-Davidson of Fargo next Friday and Saturday during their open house and demo days. And you can demo any of the 2015 models, and they're doing free lunch and a zero down 0.99% financing offer as well. It's less than 1%. And, you know, this game Ames this weekend is a big deal for the Bison, but I'm telling you what, this devil ride ranks right up there with listening to the NDSU Bison game day broadcaster being there. The only thing better would be listening while riding on a new 2015 Road Glide, and I'm just not sure people can take that much awesomeness. So Harley-Davidson of Fargo, one of our fine sponsors, appreciate them very much. Thank them for helping to make this broadcast possible today without question. And, of course, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, tell you this is your way to bank, folks, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Appreciate them very much joining us, and they partner up with folks in North Dakota and South Dakota. And boy, oh boy, I just saw the new Town and Country Credit Union out by Walmart, 52nd and I-29 south of Fargo. What a facility. They're proud members of the Credit Union Association. Members of the Capital Credit Union has moved to Fargo now as well, and in every corner, Town and Country I mentioned, because we see them in Stanley, we see them in Tioga, and we see them in Fargo and all the places, and we appreciate the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. Also want to thank our friends at South Park Lounge and Teddy's Residential Suites for folks in the Bakken. Hey, I'm telling you, There's nothing like their ribs or their food any night at the South Park Lounge. Appreciate them. Our other sponsors include PetroServe USA, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Choice Financial, as well. As I mentioned, Choice Financial expanding to every corner of North Dakota as well. A lot of roots up in potato country there, but expanding now, opening Bismarck as well, with some great leadership there. Met some of the folks there, tell you what, some names you know that have joined the Choice Financial team. Short break, back with more on the Road Show, headed to Ames, Iowa today, and What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Leon.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Affordable housing is here in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Tell you about some friends of mine. They have a beautiful three-bedroom home there. Nice kitchen, dining room. The bedrooms, by the way, walk-in closets, nice big mudroom, living room. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. Two decks, a parking pad. Right now today, $7,000 down, $1,200 a month. You own that home in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools, three blocks north of Cashwise. Frontier Village, call 701-628-1215 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract and is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.